بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم، تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم، غافر ذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول، لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we completed the 24th juz of the Holy Quran in Taraweeh Salah. And today we heard Surah Az-Zumar, the remaining of Surah Az-Zumar, Surah Al-Mu'min, and Hamim As-Sajda. And inshallah, Hamim As-Sajda will be completed tomorrow. May Allah ta'ala accept the Taraweeh Salah. May Allah help us to complete the Quran Sharif, the Khatam, especially in Taraweeh, right till the end of Ramadan, inshallah. There's so many verses today that need to be explained, but of course, limited time, we will just discuss a few of these verses, inshallah. In Surah Al-Mu'min, which I recited to you now, Allah Ta'ala commences the surah with Hamim. Hamim, these are letters, like Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim Ra, Alif Lam Ra, Hamim, Hamim Ain Sin Qaf. These are known as Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at, the meaning of which only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows. None of us are allowed to probe into finding out what the meaning is. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala continues the surah in the next verses that this Qur'an that we are reading, the Qur'an that Allah Ta'ala has revealed, it is a revelation from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Al-Aziz, who is Almighty, Al-Aleem, All-Knowledgeable, All-Knowing. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then mentions a few more of his sifat, his qualities. Ghafiri Dhamb, the one who forgives sins. The actual meaning of Ghafir, in Arabic the word Ghafara, Yaghfiru, comes from the word Mighfar. And Mighfar means a helmet which covers the head, especially at times of war. It protects the person from the arrows of the enemy. It shields the person who's got this helmet and his armor from the arrows of the enemy. So it is concealing him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals our sins. Allah ta'ala does not expose us. Allah never humiliates us. And therefore in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that every ummati of mine is forgiven besides those who are known as mujahirin. What is the meaning of mujahirin? Mujahirin are those people who commit some sin. They commit a sin at night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite kindness and mercy, Allah covers that sin. Allah conceals that sin. Allah does not expose the person. Unlike in the time of Bani Israel, if a person committed a sin at night, then at Fajr time the people will see a mark on his door. Last night this person committed a sin, and he was humiliated then. So unlike like the people of Bani Israel, this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire night Allah ta'ala conceals the person's sin. But this person has the audacity, and he is so brazen, that in the morning he goes and he brags about his sin to his friends. The hadith says, such a person that is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah concealed his sin, and he is going and exposing his sin. لا يحب الله الجهر بسوء. Allah does not want us to go and mention to every other person, hey, I committed this sin, I did that, and the person brags to his friends, hey, last night, what a time we had. We had a party, we took drugs, we gambled, we went to the casino, and we made zina. The person goes to his friends, or on WhatsApp, or on Facebook, or on Twitter, whatever it is. He goes and he exposes his sins. وَقَدْ بَاتَ يَسْتُرُهُ رَبُّهُ. The whole night his Allah had concealed his sin. Allah concealed his sin. Allah did not expose the sin. غَافِرِ ذَنْبِ. Allah forgives sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's so clear. Allah is the one who accepts tawbah. Allah accepts tawbah. So two sifat have been mentioned, qualities. غَافِرِ ذَنْبِ. قَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. You make tawbah, istighfar. Allah is ready. Allah is prepared to forgive you. Allah wants to forgive you. شَدِيد الْعِقَابِ. At the same time, Allah Ta'ala is severe in punishing. If He wishes, He can punish you. But what qualities He brought first? The fact that He is most forgiving. The fact that He accepts tawbah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, it's a hadith of Qudsi. Ya ibadi, O my servants, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my servants, you commit sins day and night. And I am the person who forgives sins. Therefore turn to me, ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive you. The 15th of Shaban, we had a program. In there I mentioned most of the hadith regarding tawbah. But again, because we see many youngsters and many new faces. And of course, it's not just because of new faces, it's for ourselves. Because we commit sins all the time. And therefore it's a reminder to myself and every other person, inshallah, not to lose hope. Because in tonight's Taraweeh, the specific verse which we mentioned in the 15th Shaban, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh my beloved servants, Allah did not address the people, oh people, oh men. Allah said, oh my servants. Eh mere bande. Eh mere pyare bande. Which people? Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who have wronged themselves. They have committed sins. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah says, don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Why? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Most certainly Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Great emphasis. Most certainly He is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. Somebody mentioned very nicely that 1 million sins committed. 1 million sins committed can never exhaust the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You commit million sins. For Allah ta'ala, it is nothing. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi gave an example. He says, if you blow up a whole mountain, so they put all those explosives when they want to blow down the mountain and put a pathway or a road. So like that, a person has got sins like mountains. And he says, the explosive of Tawbah shatters the entire mountain of sins and brings it into pieces, into powder, into ash. The hallmark of a loyal slave, a loyal servant, is that when he hears the wada, the promise of Allah. What is the promise of Allah here? غَافِرِ ذَمْ قَابِلِ Tawb. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. La taqnutu min rahmatillah. I said the hallmark of a servant, a true servant, a loyal servant of Allah, is when he hears the promises of Allah, the wa'ad of Allah, He has no doubt in it. He accepts it. He believes in it. And he brings it into his life. How many a person, after hearing all these ahadiths on Tawbah and how Allah forgives, still they see, I don't think Allah is going to forgive me. Ma'adallah. That is a sign of despair. That is a sign of a person losing hope. And Allah says, don't lose hope. That Allah who you have disobeyed, He is prepared to rectify you and forgive you. And He is telling you, don't worry, I am with you. And still you doubting His promise? And that's a weakness of our iman. A very serious weakness of our iman. At the same time, it does not mean that now, because Allah is prepared to forgive, we must continue sinning. No. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they were guaranteed Jannah. So many occasions, Rasulullah told them that they will be getting Jannah. Allah Ta'ala mentioned radiallahu anhum radwan. Different Sahaba, different occasion, Nabi Kareem said, this now man of Jannah is going to go past. How many occasions Rasulullah gave them glad tidings of Jannat? Despite all the glad tidings, they were so fearful of Allah Ta'ala. And they did not take it as a license not to go commit sin. In fact, they became more Allah conscious. And a little small error in their path, small error, they would treat it very seriously. And they would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would cry and make tawbah and istighfar. Yadittawul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of munificence, generosity. One Allah ta'ala gives plenty. Plentiful. La ilaha illahu ilayhi al-masir. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. And our return is to Allah. In tonight's verses, you must have heard the word annar, 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 fire of Jahannam, fire of Jahannam. So frightening. There's one episode Allah Ta'ala talks about the disbelievers or the sinners who will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will deny having committed sins. Then we didn't do all those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, no problem. And Allah Ta'ala will make their limbs of their body, the eyes, the ears, the skin, bear witness and testify against the person. The skin will say, Ya Allah, yes, he committed this act, certain night, certain day. He committed zina, or he stole. وَقَالُوا رِجُلُوا دِيمْنِ مَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Now they are baffled. And then they will address their skins. Why did you bear witness against us? What the skins will, see, will speak and say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah made us speak. That Allah that gives speech to everything. Allah made us speak. Before the humiliation of Qiyamah, our mashayikh, our elders, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many ahadith, cried and he explained to the ummah that Allah is prepared to forgive you right till gharghara of the throat, right till sakrat, the moment sakrat starts, gurgling sound in the throat, the rattling sound in the throat. Inna Allah Azza wa Jalla yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. Right till then Allah is prepared to forgive you. But the moment the sakrat starts, now you know, it's your time up. Then to bring iman, it's too late. Then to make tawbah, too late. And the other occasion is when the sun rises from the west, then nobody's iman will be accepted and no tawbah will be accepted. Tonight again is an odd night. Allah alone knows best whether tonight is Laylatul Qadr or not. Our job to cry, beg, make dua, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. Cry. I explained the meaning already of this dua. Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, forgive us. Keep on making this dua in your sajda. In your nafil, make this dua in your sajda. And make dua, Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr. The barakat of Laylatul Qadr. The forgiveness of Laylatul Qadr. We already explained Laylatul Qadr the other night. Coming back to this surah, after a few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks up and mentions a very beautiful thing. And brothers, listen to this very carefully. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ. Allah talks about those angels, those mighty, powerful angels. I don't have time to go into the detailed description of those angels. The tafsir Kashaf and other tafasir have explained, and they have brought riwayat explaining how huge those angels are. And can you imagine those angels carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the throne of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In one verse, 8 angels are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those special angels, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and all those angels around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They're glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. They believe firmly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third part, very important. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They are seeking repentance for who? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. For you and I. They are seeking repentance for the believers. What are they saying? رَبَّنَا وَرَبْ وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةٍ وَعِلْمًا. Wallah, your mercy, your knowledge encompasses everything. Your knowledge and mercy is so vast. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. They're pleading to Allah. As though they're saying, Allah, please forgive those who are returning to you. Forgive those who are making tawbah to you. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. And then they are following your path. وَقِيهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Oh Allah, save them from the fire of Jahannam. Doesn't stop there. They're still making dua for us. رَبَّنَا أَوْ رَبْ. وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ. And enter them. جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ. Into gardens of eternity. Jannat, paradise. أَلَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. Which you have promised them. Several verses in the Quran. Those who do good, they'll get Jannat. Ya Allah, enter them into the Jannat. And not only them, Allah. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ أَبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. And the righteous ones of the fathers, their parents, their ancestors. وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ, their wives. وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ, their children, grandchildren, their progeny. Take all of them with this person, Ya Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are most powerful. You are most wise. Still doesn't stop there. These lofty angels making dua for you and I. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Ya Allah, save them from committing sins. Ya Allah, you save them from committing sins. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ. Ya Allah, that person who you save from sins, then that person is surely the one whom you have showered your mercy upon. وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the great success. That Allah Ta'ala saves us from guna. اللهم ارحمني بترك المعاصي ولا تشقني بمعصيتك. The dua to read, O Allah, have mercy upon me, shower your mercy upon me by enabling me to abandon sins. And don't make me wretched by disobeying you. In other words, Allah, make me a righteous slave. Make me a righteous person. Make me pious, Ya Allah. I mentioned to some of our friends, the moment a person starts just directing himself towards Allah, you see, his qibla was off, direction was off, completely gone. There was no salat in his life. It was a life full of sin, vice, evil, filth. But what I mentioned yesterday, for those who are not, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. That person whom Allah expands his heart, and the person who starts making tawbah to Allah and coming towards Allah, Allah now then puts into his heart nur of hidayat, guidance and ma'rifat, and now he is now coming towards the straight path. So the moment a person makes up his mind, perhaps he's in i'tikaf, or perhaps it is the month of Ramadan, he's in the path of Allah, or just by listening to some discourse of deen, or in tarawih salah, suddenly there's a feeling in his heart, I had enough of the filthy life. I want to change. I want to become pious. I want to become good. I want to become a 5-time namazi. I don't want to live a life of filth and zina and woman. And all the time my life is so
full of turmoil. Every time this woman, she comes and she phones me and says, what's up? And I'm sick of all this life. I want to live a life of purity. I want a life of only my Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he just puts his qibla right now, then you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine help comes. Unbelievably. Now Allah will make provisions and means to save this person from committing sins. I tell our youngsters that you were changing your life and mashallah, you just came right. Remember, you will be tempted again and again by nafs and shaitan. Shaitan is an avowed enemy of ours. You know, in one hadith, shaitan says that he takes a qasam in Allah's grandeur. He knows Allah Ta'ala's power. He says, wa'izzatik, by your might and power, O Allah, as long as man has life, I will continue to lead them astray. Every attempt, on the front, from behind, right hand side, left hand side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. And Allah ta'ala takes an oath on his own grandeur. He said, wa'izzati, wa'jalali, wa'rtifa'i makani. Allah says, by my lofty position, my grandeur, my supremacy, there's no need for Allah to take an oath. But Allah takes an oath. And Allah informs shaitan, as long as man has life, I will continue to forgive my banda. This is our Allah. So the young man has changed his life and now he's coming alive. Suddenly he's tempted again. And there's that beautiful woman he sees in the distance. And again, nafs and shaitan. So now he just, I just look at her. And as he's about to look at her, one big bus comes in between. And he's shouting the bus driver, move quickly. By the time that bus moves, she's gone. I missed it. You didn't miss it. Allah saved you. Allah saved you. Allah will make intizam for you. No, my banda, it's not good for you. You're going to get hurt. That's poison. That's harmful. That's dangerous. So Allah will save you. There are so many ahadith. The recordings are available. You can see the 15 Shaban specifically I mentioned to give people hope because people lose hope. Really. So many people, after hearing so many bayans and one mush, I don't think I'll ever be forgiven. No. This is the ploy of shaitan. Shaitan makes, he doesn't want to go alone to Jahannam. He wants to take others also. So he'll make you lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And then he tells you to just carry on your life and just finish your life like this. No. We should be strong. We should have courage because we are following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. And Allah Ta'ala will give us, Allah will give us the promises that He has mentioned in the Quran. So we have heard in tonight's verses, His beautiful dua of the angels, the lofty angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are making istighfar, they are seeking repentance from Allah on behalf of all those who are making tawbah. So let us not waste time. Don't wait, don't procrastinate, don't delay. Okay, later on, after I perform Mahaj, then I'll sort everything. Allah knows best whether you see Hajj or won't see Hajj. In the riwayat, it mentioned when Rasulullah SAW used to say to show that moth can strike at any time, he says, when I make salam on my right hand, I don't even have guarantee I'll make salam on my left hand. We don't know when moth will strike, and the moment moth strikes, the game is over. It's finished. Now you've got to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us so many chances. And yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in that verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. After sincere tawbah, then you got to turn to Allah. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا. Three words mentioned. Tawbah. Brothers, please forgive me. People are saying, give me very long bayans. But these are all important. For ourselves, after Ramadan, nobody listens to bayans. All of us, we just go down, Allah protect us. Allah must keep us always spiritually high, inshallah. It happens very common. After a month of Ramadan, after 2-3 days, suddenly we all begin to slacken. So we must, inshallah, make dua. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, don't let me slacken. Allah, you brought me, I'm feeling so nice, Ya Allah. Spiritually, I'm feeling so pure, so charged. Ya, there will be times when we go a bit low, but let us not go to an ebb. So all the time, there is only one solution. Stay in the good company, especially for our youth. I ask our other friends, tell me, what solution can we provide to them? They are such lovely youngsters, sincere. They are determined. How can we help them? Now, mashallah, everybody is in a good environment. After the month of Ramadan, we can still have this environment. Nobody is stopping us from having a beautiful majlis like this. But we have to take the initiative. We have to realize we have to create good environments. Alhamdulillah, the work of Dawat and Tabligh, phenomenal. Unbelieving what Allah Ta'ala has, how Allah has used the work of Dawat and Tabligh in different parts of the world. Different parts. The problem is, we don't go in Tabligh, and we'll just criticize them, and we don't even hear the karguzaris. Karguzaris means the report back. Different jamaats, when they go to different places. About 2 weeks ago, I was in Madina Munawwara, alhamdulillah, and with Arab brothers. And how they went to African countries. You and I won't even think of going there. One brother said, Mala, it's a month of Ramadan. Extremely hot. And in such a place, like in a jungle. But we bore all that. And then there's Allah Ta'ala's divine help. These are not fables and story tales. These are things that people, they have seen. They have experienced. And they still continue to experience. So they create an environment. A person goes in for 40 days, 4 months. He's in a beautiful environment. And he's giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So like in the masjid also, environment is created. We must create a deeni environment in our homes, in our schools, in our colleges, in our workplaces. MashaAllah, so many workplaces. A musalla has been established now. Please, not just because so we can hit and run quick namaz because we're busy doing vepar. No. The maqsad must be so our staff can perform this salat. Female staff, Muslims, they must also be allowed to perform this salat. Yes, it's the masjid nearby. They should go to a masjid, the males. But this is such a place where there's no masjid, then the musalla is created. Talim takes place. You know, at our homes also. The moment Ramadan finishes, shaitan box is on again. And everything starts again. Let us make up our minds. We have to be strong. Hazrat Rahmatullah, you see, have a lion's heart. Not the heart of a fox. Weak. But be a lion's heart. Be a man. Rijalullah Allah talks about. So Allah says, and after making tawbah, turn to Allah. Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has given a very subtle difference between tawbah and inabat. He says, tawbah is when a person turns to Allah in repentance, fearing the punishment of Allah. Allah will put me into Jahannam, so let me make tawbah to Allah. And inabat, he says, is to turn to Allah in repentance after a person feels embarrassed, having disobeyed Allah, when Allah has been so kind to him. So, make tawbah, and then we make inabat, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize and ponder, Allah has done so much for me, Allah has given me so many things, and still I'm breaking the command of Allah. How ungrateful I am. Wa aslimu lah, and submit, surrender. Whatever Allah wants from me, I'm going to do. And the very first step we should take after the month of Ramadan, the very, very first step, is 5 times salat in the masjid every single day. This is the minimum promise we should make to Allah Ta'ala tonight. Especially our youngsters. Come with me, I'm going to make my 5 times salat every single day. And an easy way out, you have friends, tell your friend, or 2 or 3 friends get together, hey, today I'll pick you up for Fajr, tomorrow your turn, then the next day is the third person's turn. So like this, inshallah, more and more people. Send your messages out. Brothers, father, certain time, make sure we are there in the masjid. And inshallah, after some time, you see the masjid full with our youngsters, inshallah. When you look, you see all of old people, there are such elderly people who come to this masjid. And they come early even fajr time. So our youngsters can do it, inshallah. Inshallah, we will do it. Louder, inshallah. From the bottom of the heart. Not for my sake. This is the promise we're making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I myself. May Allah give all of us the himmat, tawfiq, 5 times salat. That's the minimum tawbah I'm making, first thing. And then of course we will try to be in good company. Now good company doesn't mean now one buzrug we have to look for coming from overseas somewhere, then we go, no. You have good friends. So even if you're going out somewhere, of course I don't mean some haram place, sometimes the boys go eat, or they go for a picnic or something, or they're having a braai, whatever it is, but our salat will come first. We will never become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will stop the drugs and stop the drinking and stop the womanizing. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ We will submit, surrender to Allah Ta'ala. مِنْ قَبْلِ Before azab comes, then you will not be helped. And then Allah Ta'ala talks about on the day of Qiyamah, when everything is all over and the person realizes that he failed, he'll say, يَا حَسْرَتَا Oh, grief upon me, grief, woe be upon me. How I transgress on the side of Allah Ta'ala. And I used to be, وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ I used to be amongst those who should mock the people. I should laugh at those pious people. I should laugh at the ulama. And I should laugh at those people who didn't tajud. I should laugh at those people calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the person will say, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ If Allah guided me, I would have been righteous now. This is not correct. Allah gives us the chance for hidayat. I mentioned yesterday, Musa alayhi salatu salam, in the riwayat, he mentioned Hilyatul Awliya, that Allah, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man ashqa al-nas, who's the most unfortunate person, unlucky person? Allah ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salatu salam, that person la tanfa'uhu maw'idah. The dini talks don't benefit him at all. His heart is sealed. He said, what these people are talking about? Talk about modern day things, man. People are going to the moon. Talk about scientific things. My respected brothers and sisters, Allah never asked you about geography and science and history on the day of Qiyamah. You stand before Allah, and in the qabr, what will Allah ask you? Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Hadha Rajul, referring to Rasulullah SAW. 3 questions. Who is your Rabb? If you know our Rabb, very easy to give the answer. Our deen, Islam. Who is this person? Oh, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're a follower of Rasulullah, very easy to give the answer. It mentioned in the kitab, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, Nabi Karim mentioned already, when Umar is going to pass away and going to the qabr, and the angels will come and ask him, Man Rabbu, you're asking me, Man Rabbukuma, who's your Rabb? Ma deenuk. What is your deen? They will think, have we been sent to him or he has been sent to us? Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Comes in the kitab, in the hadith. Authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar was so strong. Not only physically, his heart. His spiritual heart. Subhanallah. So strong that if shaitan has to come into a gully and he sees Umar coming. Shaitan would take a U-turn and run away from Umar. Shaitan was scared of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Allah ta'ala blessed him because of that, we talk about inner spiritual light. The light, batini light, was such that he had firasat. It's another whole topic on his own. I'll just give you one incident to make you understand this. The very keen eye. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Of course, I mentioned this fazilat of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. We love every single Sahabi. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, rank is higher than that of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala sees a dream. He sees the dream that he's in the dream, he's waking up and it's Tahajjud time, so he comes out of his house and he's going to the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after making wudu, and he sees a slave girl standing with a tray of dates. And she takes this and gives him, and you must pass it on to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And tell him he must give you one. So it was a dream, and he wakes up, strange dream. And as he proceeds to the masjid after making wudu, he sees the same slave girl standing with the tray of dates. And she tells him the same thing. So he goes to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And he just says that there's some tray of dates, somebody was standing outside, and you must distribute it. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala gives him one date, and he tells Ali, you must distribute it. He says, give me one more. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala says, had the slave girl in your dream, if he gave you two, I would also have given you two. This is not ilmul ghayb, knowledge of unseen, that only Allah has. This is what he called firasat. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he is in Medina and the army is fighting, and Allah ta'ala shows him and he begins to shout out because they were being ambushed by the enemy. And the only way of saving themselves was to go towards the mountain and use the mountain behind them. Ya Sari al-Jabal, al-Jabal. They heard the voice of Umar so far away. These are our beloved Sahaba. Hayatul Sahaba in English. Read it and fill in your hearts the love of every single Sahabi of Rasulullah. So may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. In tonight's verse, I'll just terminate. We read the verse. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Rabb says that, make dua to me, call to me, beg from me, supplicate to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will answer you. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those who are proud and arrogant and feel independent of making dua to me, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. They will enter Jahannam in a most despicable condition. So we are beggars unto Allah. Tonight again is an odd night. Whether it is Laylul Qadr or Allah knows, but let us beg and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our sitting here. May Allah ta'ala inspire us with such dua that the arsh of Allah must shake out of ecstasy, and Allah must forgive every single one of us and our families and our friends and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا غافر الذنب قابل التوب شديد العقاب ذا الطول لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا رب صل وسلم دائما
daiman abada ala habibikal mustafa khairil khalq kullihim jazallahu anna muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. O my most beloved Allah, my most kareem rahim Allah, my most generous Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe in your promises, my Allah. You have mentioned that we should not lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not losing hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah, after performing Taraweeh Salah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not returned home, my Allah, because we are going to sit in your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are sitting at your doorstep, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy, my Allah. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah, from the time we became baligh, my Allah, till this very day, my Allah, every major sin, every minor sin, my Allah, heaps and heaps and tons of sins, my Allah, huge mountains of sins we have committed, my Allah, Ya Allah, our sins, Ya Allah, go right up to the skies, my Allah, but my Allah, the hadith of Qudsi we have heard, Ya Allah, you have mentioned, oh my banda, if you meet me and you bring to me sins committed, Ya, so much that fill the entire world, right from the earth, from the ground, right till the skies, and you don't associate any partners with me, I will meet you with the whole world full of forgiveness. Ya Allah, humare gunaon ko maaf farma, humare khataon ko maaf farma, whatever sin we committed, my Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah, we slipped, my Allah, we are human beings, my Allah, we are weak, my Allah, Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We need you all the time, my Allah. Every second of our life, every breath of our life. Ya Allah, without you, we are finished, my Allah. We are useless, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in that ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, did you not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, don't you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, he's the greatest of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, he's a special Nabi, my Allah. He's Khatamun Nabiyeen, my Allah. No Nabi to come after him, my Allah. No ummah to come after him, his ummah, my Allah. You made us in that ummah, my Allah. We make a shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the sake of our Nabi, my Allah. Don't embarrass him on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't embarrass us in front of our Nabi, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Nabi cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs, we have read in the hadith. Forgive us, my Allah. We have become such terrible servants, my Allah. Such disloyal servants, my Allah. Despite knowing how much our Nabi cried for us, my Allah. He tied stones to his belly, my Allah, and his feet will become swollen in sajda, and he was chased, Ya Allah, when he gave da'wah towards your deen, my Allah, and he used to cry, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, even on the day of Qiyamah, when every Nabi will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Allahumma ummati, ummati, he used to cry for us, my Allah, Ya Allah, his beard will become soaked, my Allah, Ya Allah, multism, my Allah, he would touch his chest with the multism, and he would cry for his ummat, my Allah, and the mizab rahmat, he would cry, in the hatim, he would cry, my Allah, or in the ghilaf of the Kaaba, he would cry, different places, he would cry, while he's on a journey, my Allah, suddenly he would think of his ummat, and he would beg you, my Allah, let me intercede on behalf of my ummah, the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, different occasions, my Allah, Nabi Sallam would go to Baqi, and he cried for the people of Baqi, my Allah, Ya Allah, in sajda, he would cry, that Ma'isha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha would think that he had lost his life, and he has passed away, and when she will go closer, she will hear him saying, Allahumma ummati, oh Allah, my ummat, my Allah, we are that ummat of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, guide us, my Allah, we are lost, my Allah, Ya Allah, hidayat is in your hands, my Allah, Ya Allah, the Quran is a source of hidayat, my Allah, make us understand the Quran properly, my Allah, Ya Allah, make us follow the Quran properly, my Allah, make us recite the Quran properly, my Allah, Ya Allah, make us come to sirat mustaqim, my Allah, make us follow the life of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make us follow his sunnah, my Allah, let us not fall, find force in his sunnah, my Allah, Ya Allah,
Help us, guide us, give us hidayat, my Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, ya Allah. We need protection, my Allah. Protect our deen, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, our makatib, our ulama, our women folk, ya Allah. Our youngsters, our elderly, my Allah. The entire ummah, wherever the ummah is residing, my Allah. Even in the jungles, my Allah. In the remotest part of the world, my Allah. Whether he's in the northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere, Allah. Whether he's in the east or the west, my Allah. Ya Allah, whichever land he may be, whichever village he may be, whichever town he or she may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, but he's an ummati of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummati, my Allah. Help us ummat ki pareshani door farma. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties and hardships, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ab tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah. Favor us, my Allah. We are unworthy servants, my Allah. We know we have lied, my Allah. We know we have been disobeyed you, my Allah. We have become disloyal, my Allah. We broke the agreement, my Allah. We broke the our promises, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are haath jor karke aapke, ya Allah, tere saamne, my Allah. Hum bikari banke, my Allah. Hum bheek mangte hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Look at our faces tonight, my Allah. Look at our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, the elderly people sitting here, my Allah. The ulama and hufaz, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, such a large gathering, my Allah. Mothers and sisters and others sitting at home, my Allah. Somebody's sincerity, my Allah. Somebody's tawbah, my Allah. Shower your mercies, my Allah. Announce to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Announce to all the angels that I have forgiven these servants, my Allah. Allah forgive us, my Allah. Allahumma ghfir lana dhunubana kullaha. دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله, help us to make توبه inabat, ruju, make us, ya Allah, surrender before you now, my Allah, and never to go back to those sins, my Allah. Like how it is impossible to stuff the milk back into the udders of the cow after milking it, let us not go back to those terrible sins, my Allah. Hum nadim hai, sharminda hai, we are ashamed of having committed those sins, my Allah, but me, ya Allah, we need you to assist us now, my Allah, especially after the month of Ramadan. We know we will slacken, my Allah, spiritually we will become weak again, my Allah. And again, the same old habits, my Allah. Protect us this year, my Allah. Protect us forever, my Allah. Ya Allah, before more comes, help us to cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Acceptable our tawbah, my Allah. Your words are true, my Allah. You have said, Udhuni astajib lakum, my Allah. You have said, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. You will never go against your promise and your word. Ya Allah, you have said, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ. Who can be more true in speech than Allah? Ya Allah, you have said that you are qabili tawb. You are the one who accepts tawbah, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us some sign, my Allah. Make our bodies feel and our heart feel lighter now, my Allah. That the burden of sins has been removed from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, every step we take now, my Allah, make it be in the path of guidance and sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, accept our rozas, my Allah. Make us see many more Ramadan in a good condition, my Allah. With a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, with good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, being happy, my Allah. Give us happiness of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Don't make us become depressed, my Allah. So many people are suffering from depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are being suppressed and oppressed, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the oppression, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are sick and ailing, my Allah. They do not know what type of bimari they have got, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, your quality, you are ashafi. Shifa is in your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete sukoon and chain, my Allah. So many elderly people, my Allah, they are weak, my Allah. They have requested duas, my Allah. Except all the jais muraz, my Allah. Our brothers have sat here patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Because they know, my Allah. We all know, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to. There is no other door that we can knock at, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. There is no deity besides you, my Allah. And we're going to only come to you, my Allah. And we're not going to leave you, my Allah. Ya Allah, until you forgive us, my Allah. And you don't fulfill our desires, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Financial problem, my Allah. Social problem, my Allah. Domestic problem, my Allah. So many assistants crying at home, my Allah. Even in the month of Ramadan, we get news, my Allah, that her husband is not talking to her. He's not speaking to her. He's treating her cruelly and harshly. Ya Allah, and he's busy chatting with other women. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat. Help us to understand that we must have true deen in our lives and the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the himmat and courage to refrain from all type of sin and masiyat, my Allah. Don't make us become evil people, my Allah. Make us become people whose hearts are shining, faces are shining. They've got noor, my Allah. Ya Allah, create noor in our bodies, my Allah. Keep our path full of noor, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us tread the path of hidayat, my Allah. Make us hadeen, mahdiyeen. Don't make us be dhaleen, mudilleen. Protect the ummah, my Allah. Especially our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know there are so many of them who are sincere, my Allah. They made a mistake, my Allah. They made a blunder, my Allah. Ya Allah, they went into drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, every rehab may have tried and they may have failed, my Allah. Parents have tried, Ya Allah, they have cried, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they are making dua for their children. How many a father, Ya Allah, you are well aware how he has begged us. Manana, please make dua for my son. All I want to see before my eyes close and I leave this world, that my son must come right again. My Allah, you will never fail, my Allah. Nothing can make you helpless, my Allah. If you decide at this very moment, my Allah, to cleanse and purify all of them, my Allah, nothing is impossible, ya Allah. Nothing can hold you back, my Allah. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Your verse, your Quran, you have mentioned, when Allah wants to open doors of mercy, nobody can hold up that mercy. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. هَمَارِيَ دِلُوكُ مُصَفَّ مُجَلَّ مُزَكَّ بَنَا. Ya Allah, give all of us shifa, completely zahiri, batini shifa, from our anger, our pride, my Allah, our jealousy, our enmity, my Allah, our filthy habits, ya Allah. Make us become soft people, softened heart, hayyin, layyin. Make us have tolerance and be able to overlook people's faults and mistakes, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the anger and pride from our hearts. Make us have humility, my Allah. Make us be loving people. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril al-jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah s.a.w. The Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Make all of us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Especially us, our wives, our parents, our grandparents, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our musallis of this masjid, this congregation, my Allah, our friends, ya Allah, every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem, our asatiza, our apas, our mashayikh, our students, our pupils, my Allah, ya Allah, make us all enter Jannat without any hisab kitab, make us enter Jannat with a smiling face, my Allah, ya Allah, in Jannat which is so vast, make our houses be right next to Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Jannat, ya Allah, when you will announce to the Jannatis, oh my Jannatis, I've got one more thing to give you, Jannatis. We see, Allah, you have given us everything. What is that one more thing you want to give? And Allah, you will announce, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. I'm announcing my pleasure. I will never ever become displeased with you, ya Allah. And give us that momentous occasion when you will move that veil in Jannat. And ya Allah, we will see your beautiful face, my Allah. In dunya, we can never see you, my Allah. In akhirah, don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Make us do righteous deeds, my Allah. Protect us from sayyi'at. Ya Allah, give us a blissful life in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Make our qabr asan for us. Make our maut asan for us, my Allah. Our qabr asan. Make us pass the test in the qabr with flying colors, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr go vast as far as our eyes can see. And the cool breeze of Jannat must come. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Our youngsters, so many want to get married, my Allah. They have marriageable age. Find them suitable partners, my Allah.
Give them a life of happiness, my Allah, of barakat and piety, my Allah, and bless them with offspring that is pious, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, buran, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our rozi become asan, my Allah. Those who are makruz, who have got debts, my Allah, help them to pay off the debts, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr. If tonight is Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr. Give us tawfiq of making full ibadat properly, my Allah. Let us not gossip and chit-chat and waste our time in idle pursuits, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making tahajjud and qiyam and standing before you and crying and making tawbah istighfar, and give us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. And tonight, if it's not Laylatul Qadr, whenever it is Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, bless all of us, don't deprive any one of us. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.